With SDPB News, I'm Jackson Dirks. It's Friday, August 21st. We begin with devastating news out of Aberdeen. Authorities say a child was killed in a paragliding crash involving the mayor of Aberdeen. The Brown County Sheriff's Office confirmed Aberdeen Mayor Travis Shoneman was hurt in the crash. His 8-year-old son was killed. Shoneman's daughter, aged 10, was injured. It happened Wednesday morning northeast of Aberdeen. The cause is under investigation, officials say. The Federal Aviation Administration and National Transportation Safety Board have been notified. Shoneman took over as mayor of Aberdeen in July 2019. He was reelected in 2024. One of the men charged in connection to the death of a 14-year-old Sioux Falls girl is pleading guilty. 38-year-old John Rognes of Brookings pleaded guilty to conspiracy to conceal objects and accessory charges. He had previously pleaded not guilty. The charges are in connection to the death of McKenna Wendell. She went missing in March. Her body was found several days later near Brookings. Her uncle, Mark Milk, is accused of giving Wendell drugs that led to her death. He's pleaded not guilty to drug and transporting a minor of criminal activity charges. While a new farm bill hasn't been signed to law since 2018, a path forward on its current iteration isn't clear. However, the Republican Majority Leader and Senate Ag Committee member says all options are on the table to move it forward. Many call politics the art of the possible, and U.S. Senator Mike Rounds says the farm bill may not be possible in the Senate, which needs 60 votes to move forward.
I think once the election is complete, we'll know just exactly what the prospects are for getting a farm bill out this year.
That's because this election in November could impact Republican majorities in both the House of Representatives and Senate. A scale tipped one way or the other could impact farm bill efforts, especially in the Senate with the supermajority.
If we don't have a bipartisan agreement on it, it's really tough to get anything done in the Senate.
A lot of farm bill policy was passed last year in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, such as raising price guarantees for covered commodities, updates to crop insurance, and other safety net programs. The House of Representatives passed its version already, and the Senate's version is stalled in committee. There, Democrats have pushed back against changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. If Republican Senator Mitch McConnell were to return, it could move to the Senate floor. Senate Majority Leader John Thune is on the Senate Ag Committee.
We're looking at all the options. And obviously, without handicapping it too much at this point, the ideal way would be if we can get Senator McConnell back, when we get back, and then just get it reported out of the committee, and then we'll figure out from there the best path forward.
Thune says the idea is to get into conference with the House, but also says the farm bill is something that could ride another legislative vehicle too. Representative Dusty Johnson says the current Senate package could pass in the House as is. However,
the issue would be if they have to make a lot more concessions to be able to get it out of the Senate. That may complicate the math in the House.
The Senate committee will take up the issue again next month. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks in Mitchell. South Dakota is a state looking to strengthen its reach on the international trade market. Representatives of nations the state is looking to grow partnerships with tell SDPB they see opportunities. South Dakota only exported more goods than one other state last year. According to South Dakota Trade, the state exported over $6 billion in 2025, with the largest chunk of that going to Canada and Mexico. Over 70% of that is ag commodity exports. The state's seeking to increase trade. Governor Larry Roden has indicated his intent to make that a policy focus. South Dakota Trade was created in 2023 to better market South Dakota to businesses around the globe. It also attempts to diversify markets, hoping to support long-term economic growth. The nonprofit works with people like Elad Strohmeyer. He's Consul General of Israel to the Midwest. He's been in that position for a year and says he's already visited South Dakota 3 times. He's a fan of the Midwest nice cliche.
I really enjoy visiting here for the main reason that people here are nice. It's not just about the transaction, it's about the relationship, and it's very Israeli in that sense. We're about creating a relationship with people, and I think this is why there is great potential between South Dakota and Israel.
Strohmeyer says he sees potential between South Dakota and Israel in fostering a strong partnership.
I see the ecosystem, I see how much the state is investing in international collaboration with the understanding that it will create more jobs here in South Dakota, will create more economic growth in South Dakota. And we Israelis, we want to be a part of that. I think we have much to contribute. Israel is known for its innovation, entrepreneurship. So if we bring a little bit of our entrepreneurial zeal to South Dakota, it will strengthen the ecosystem.
One of the main focuses of South Dakota's trade policy has been doing boots-on-the-ground trade missions to foreign countries. The idea is it strengthens relations through face-to-face conversations. Strohmayr says those conversations with South Dakota's federal, state, and private partners have been impactful.
They're all very much focused on building the relationship with Israel and other countries. In my previous visit, I met with Governor Roden. He visited Israel on a trade delegation, understanding that building this relationship will help attract Israeli businesses here to strengthen your economy. So I actually see a door open with people who gets what the benefit for South Dakota is from partnering with countries like Israel.
In terms of actual logistical partnerships, he says he often thinks as trade beyond just sales and business dealing. He sees opportunity like collaboration between the state and Israel through ag tech.
You know, we have the idea, but then we need the farmers, we need the fields, we need the crops, we need the livestock to execute that innovation. And I think South Dakota is a perfect spot for that.
It's also a cohesive fit as South Dakota gears up to grow its defense industry.
Definitely. We had preliminary conversations and we're going to explore more ways to develop that. Israel, when it comes to defense, of course, is very well known with our defense industries.
Strohmayr mentioned South Dakota's ag exports as a big boon to Israel. Another country the state could build its relationship with is Kenya. Both Senator John Thune and Representative Dusty Johnson have labeled Africa as a huge market opportunity for South Dakota's future. Christopher Kirgwa is a Kenyan ambassador. He sees mutual benefit in growing a relationship between South Dakota and Kenya.
There's a big way we can leverage on both countries, especially when you look at agricultural commodities and feeds. South Dakota is very big in soy, very big in oil seeds, very big in wheat. Those are products whereby we can leverage on South Dakota's expertise for inputs, especially on our dairy and our beef industry.
The reverse is true as well.
One aspect we can also work very closely is when we look at the tea and coffee sector from Kenya and also the nuts. Those are big key areas we can be able to bring in Kenyan products which come directly from Kenya to the United States, eliminating middlemen and getting better value for money for U.S. consumers and increasing the yields and returns for farmers in Kenya.
Kirigwa believes there aren't barriers to doing so. It'll just require better partnerships. So he's looking forward to having South Dakota businesses and stakeholders on Kenyan soil for a trade mission.
The only way you build these partnerships is through visits. We welcome a lot of the business people from South Dakota to visit Kenya. Yeah, they will not only, and one thing that Kenya brings is very unique. It's we offer a very unique tourist destination and also a business partnership. So they'll be able to kill two birds on one stone, where they'll be able to visit an amazing country and at the same time do business.
Diversifying markets for agriculture and exports continues to be a conversation the state's looking at. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks. The state unified judicial system has announced the dates for public input on the potential consolidation of two judicial circuits. These two circuits are the 4th and 7th, which would create by far the largest judicial district in the state by area. These forums are on Wednesday, August 26th. The Rapid City Forum is at the courthouse from 8:30 to 9:30. In Sturgis, that event is at the Meade County Courthouse from 11 to noon. Finally, Lemon will host its event at the Lonesome Dove Conference Center from 3:30 to 4:30. All events in Mountain Time. UJS leadership says they're waiting until after these forums to discuss the matter with media. Individual tickets for this year's South Dakota Symphony Orchestra season are available starting today. The new season begins October 3rd. Some of this year's features include world premieres by Guatemalan American composer Xavier Beteta and South Dakota's own Paul Lombardi. Details are on the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra's website. The South Dakota State Fair will once again offer a sensory-friendly experience at this year's festivities. Wednesday, September 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. offers a window specifically for children and adults with sensory sensitivities. This includes reducing noise and lights, gentle animal interactions, an accessible scavenger hunt, and specially modified carnival time. The fair runs from September 2nd through the 7th. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.